The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill again on Wednesday, April the 11th. It's the second day of Dundalk action for us this week. And we've got seven races to look forward to as well. The pick of the action comes in the shape of the 7.30, which is a decent-looking three-year-old six furlong sprint handicap. We've also got some other decent contests as well. Very competitive, albeit not probably the quality that we're normally used to here at Ireland's only all-weather track.
Race one.
We begin at 6 o'clock with a five furlong maiden for the two-year-olds. And this race, of course, was the race that Caravaggio was unleashed upon us in 2016. So there's a good chance that Sergei Prokofiev, of course, named after another one of those famous Russian composers, is going to be equally as good in the long term. This colt by Scat Daddy. It has already been very much a warm order on the markets this morning, back from round about the even money mark into around about 1 to 2, 4 to 9 at time of recording. So it's clear that there's a good deal of confidence behind this colt, who cost $1.1 million at the sale. So he's very expensive. He's obviously got a very good pedigree and a good deal of stab of confidence behind him. Skittish Cat is the only one who's had a run. She ran pretty well behind a horse called Jungle Jane here on the first 2-year-old contest of the season in Ireland, and I suppose if you're looking for an experience and a horse that will perhaps likely to run its race and chase home the hot pot, then look no further than Paddy Prendergast Charge, who's drawn his stall one as well. But all eyes are on Sergei Prokofiev, and hopefully he can justify his position in the market.
Race two.
On to the second race then, which is a six furlong climber. Quite a few of these have got some decent form of late, most notably over different distances. She's Diesel's probably better renowned for seven furlongs and a mile. Shawnee was only ever won over seven furlongs. And Liberato has also experienced most of his races over a mile or further. So therefore, the only genuine six furlong horse who's probably got the most reliable form coming into this race is Zealata from the Sheila Lavery stable, and he'll do for me around about the 7-6-1 mark this morning. I thought this horse ran really well the other day behind Silk Cravat and Lily Prince, two in-form performers, and the time figure suggests that this horse has run up to a fairly decent standard on that occasion. Not a bad effort either the time before behind the Lord's Walk and Box Dunford, and the third horse that day, Alfarac, has gone on to justify that form line by winning scenes. Could have done with a slightly better draw this horse, 9 of the 10 runners here tonight, but to be fair, Shawnee's drawn on the outside, so there's a bit of a negative there. But all in all, in a race, like I say, where there's so many ifs and buts about quite a few of the one down the front end, I thought Zealata's run last time out certainly entitles it to be a decent each way bet there in the second race.
Race number three.
On to the 7 o'clock, and this race comes up over 2 miles, and the key form line arguably for this race is the race that was involved at Schoolboy Error on the 28th of March, because in behind them was Papal Motel and Colapier. Now, I've really fancied Colapier on that occasion, and I do think she'll go well here tonight, but the time figure for that race for the grade was very, very good. And I do think Papal Motel, who finished fourth that day, has got a good chance of perhaps upholding the form, or certainly improving upon his finishing position that day, because I think it's 2 miles will bring out the best in this gelding by Papa Bull. He's got some decent form over a mile and a half on the turf, but he's also got some good form over hurdles as well, between 2 and 2.5 miles. And given that quite a few of those races, of course, he contested in Ireland, been run on heavy ground, stamina shouldn't necessarily be an issue. He's got a decent draw here tonight, and confidence is fairly high that this cool horse, who kept on at the one pace last time out in that strongly run event, could certainly shake up the ones down the front end of the market. As I mentioned, Colapier is another one to factor into the equation. She's already won over the course and distance as well, so stamina shouldn't be an issue for her. And she ran as though perhaps just needing the run here the last day. So those would be my two against the field. The two out of that race, which is good on the figures beyond Schoolboy Error, Papal Motel and Colapier.
Race four.
onto the 7:30. And as I said at the top of the show, this is probably the best race on the card, certainly from a quality perspective. Quite a few of these have run in listed or group races towards the back end of the season. Most notably, Blue Uluru, Albumova, and Emedy as well, who made a sparkling debut at Nace in the middle of last summer, when staying on very strongly to beat two very good juveniles in the shape of Brick by Brick and Mount Wellington, the two, of course, who went on to perform pretty well in pattern races towards the back end of the season. Given that she was very strong in the finish, you could see why she was a fairly warm order to run well in a Group 3 next time out. But she just didn't handle the soft conditions and was put away for the season by Andrew Slattery, who, incidentally, has made a really good start to this season. Of course, Zors won for him at Navan on Saturday. And he's also won with a two-year-old as well called Offline. So from top to bottom, his yard is going really well. Declan McDonough has been booked to, of course, ride this horse first time out. And with this faster surface and step-up in trip likely to suit, I'd take Elmady to come out on top there in race number four.
Race five.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and quite a trappy looking maiden, it has to be said. The two down the front end of the market have both got slightly varied profiles. Hyperlapse from the informed Joe Lyon stable has been running over 7 furlongs predominantly, and even though he's bred to get a little bit further than that, we don't really know, of course, until he tries it, whether he will get the mile and a quarter, whereas Sandrian has already proven that he gets a trip with an excellent run the other day down on heavy ground at Cork. The winner that day from the John Ox stable, Tully Allen, looks a really nice type, and the fourth horse, who was beaten quite a distance, was called For Pleasure, absolutely trotted up in a handicap at Navan on Saturday. So that form line has already taken a decent boost, and given that this horse, I think, is the type to improve as his career goes onwards, I'd probably take Sandria Ann at around about 6-4, 13-8 this morning.
Race number six.
On to the 8:30 then, and I thought this race was a real head scratcher this morning. I was really struggling for any inspiration here, so I'm just going to play with a straight bat and go from an informed stable who's probably got the best form, or easily the best form as far as I can see anyway, and that's Rank Time Red from the Jert Lion stable. This horse, who didn't really show much as a 2-year-old in 6 furlong maidens, stepped up markedly on that performance when he was racing over 2 furlongs further the last time we saw him here on the 2nd of February, and he was last turning in on that occasion, and he stayed on very eye-catchingly to finish and never near a fourth behind three very likeable types. Adelie, of course, from the Mickey Halford stable, he won before and he's run well since. War Hero has been a model of consistency for the Paddy Prendergast stable throughout the season, and Palariva, who was third on that occasion, has also gone in again since. So like I say, I do think this horse has got the best form. He's up to an extra 2.5 furlongs here tonight, but the way he kept on well the last day certainly he's got every chance of defying his pedigree, of course, being by Red Jazz, given his run style suggested he'll get the trip no problem. So around about 9-4 this morning, Ragtime Red is the choice there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the 9 o'clock then, another mile and a quarter handicap, and I'm going to give one more chance to Lizard Point here, who has been a model of consistency, albeit a little bit frustrating here so far this winter. Virtually every time he's shipped up here so far at this all-weather venue, he's run his race without getting his head in front. He's had some really bad stall positions, being one of the reasons why he perhaps hasn't won. Virtually every time his name's plucked out of the hat, he's drawn stall 14 or a double-figure draw. That run behind Nimitz when he finished only 3/4 of a length and neck behind Charles O'Brien's charge back in January would certainly give him a great chance here, and he was drawn 14 that day. He was also drawn 14 the last time when we saw him, when he finished third behind Get Go, who reopposes here tonight. So drawn in a much better stall position tonight in stall 6 with Chrissy Hayes on board. I certainly expect Lizard Point to hit the frame anyway here around about the 5-1 mark this morning, and you never know, if luck goes his way, then he might just be able to get his head in front. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. A lot depends on the weather when we're going to be covering the podcast again. There's quite a few Irish meetings this week which are set to get the go ahead, and if one or two of the UK events don't take place and they're on the show, then obviously I'll step in and record a piece for the podcast. But we're definitely going to be doing one on Friday, because there's a matinee meeting at Ballinrobe beginning at 5 o'clock, and that will definitely be in the programme. So weather permitting, Friday's the next day when we're going to be doing the podcast. So hopefully you can join us then for that particular instalment on Friday the 13th. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.